TJ House, Indians right-handed pitcher, as he steps in to join me here at the table. And TJ, first of all, glad to have you on AM 930 WEOL.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me up here.
Now, we were looking at your bio here, and I was telling you that earlier this morning we had Mike Sarbaugh on and talking about his rise through the organization and the coaching and managerial aspects. Looking at your bio, very similar from a player's perspective. Boy, it had to seem like a dream come true, and the journey was worth it when you got to the big leagues last year.
Oh, for sure. That's definitely a grind. It's like I told you earlier, it's something that I probably wouldn't want to do again, but I'm glad I went through. You know, you got to kind of go through the trenches a little bit before you can get the, you know, the reward in the end, and it makes you appreciate it a lot more once you spend a significant amount of time there because of the work you put in and all the dedication and the time spent is finally, you know, pays off in the end.
TJ, we just had John McDonald on. You may have caught the tail end of that conversation with him when he talked about that moment when he got his first big league hit, that he will always remember that. He knew the pitch count. He knew who the other pitcher was and so forth. So when you get to the big leagues last year, talk about how special a moment that was for you, and is there a snapshot that kind of stands out in your mind?
You know, I had been up before, and I didn't pitch. I was in Baltimore in 2013 for 4 days, and then they finally called me back up this year, and I remember sitting in the bullpen and the phone ringing, and I'm like, oh, I'm not going to get in again, and all of a sudden, Cashy goes, hey, House, get up. You got the ninth. And I'm like, oh, all right, here we go. And, you know, I'm warming up. And he's like, hey, I'm going to tell you, you need to stop throwing real quick. He's like, you've been throwing too much. You need to go sit down. So I sat down, and, you know, the inning gets over, and I can just remember sitting there going, all right, this is it. This is finally here. I was like, just don't fall down while you're running to the mound. You know, because the bullpens were out in center field. So my whole thought and my process was don't fall down when I got to the mound. And, you know, I finally got up there, and I can just remember standing there. And it's like, this is what you've worked for so hard. And, you know, you finally get to experience this moment. And not just for me, it's family and friends who have supported me through the journey that also got to have that moment, too. And I think it was very special for them.
That's very cool. And obviously you had some success. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about how that transitions now into 2015, what you see your role being with this team.
You know, right now I'm just going for the fifth spot. I mean, that's something that, you know, I've always wanted. You know, it's been a dream job to break with the big league team and be there the whole year and have success. So I'm going out there and just going to play my game and let Chris and Terry make those decisions when it comes down to it, who are going to be the best five guys to go out there every 5 days.
Do Tito and Mickey sit down with you and say, here's what we're looking for you from, you know, the spring training, or is that kind of up to you, a combination of both? How is that whole process work?
You know, yeah, they sat us down and they explained to us, like, you know, you had a great season last year. We love the way you finish. This is where we see you right now. This is what we'd like to see you get better on. This is what you do great. And we want you to continue to work in towards this direction. And if you continue to do that, then, you know, the odds are going to be in your favor. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, a little competition's never hurt anybody, and I don't mind it. I think it keeps everybody a little bit loose and on their toes, and that's a good thing.
Again, we're talking with Indians pitcher T.J. House as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. When you've had the success that you've had, especially in the back half of the season last year, how much confidence does that give you coming into this year and into spring training?
Oh, I mean, for me, tremendously amount, because, you know, before that I had struggled a little bit. I was going, you know, good start, okay start, bad start, good start, and I was going up and down, and I finally got my foot in there, and I stayed for an extended period of time, and I started having success and getting the consistency out there, being around the guys and watching them and getting my routine, and for me it proved to the fact that I can go out there and have success and at that level and do it consistently. And, you know, it's an exciting time for me because, you know, you always believe you can do it, but until you actually have the success, it's in the back of your mind, like, can I do this? Will I be able to have this success?
When you are in a rotation that last year includes a Cy Young Award winner and Corey Kluber, I mean, Carlos, the last 60 days of the year was just lights out. How much do you just watch and learn from those guys?
I mean, Kluber's helped me so much just on the preparation standpoint and just what he does day in and day out that gets him prepared for that fifth day. I mean, his work starts as soon as the start's over with. He's on the go for the next team or whatever he has facing him for the next time. And it's unbelievable to see that he never wavers from it. I mean, he's always just – he's like a machine. He just runs. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, you know, you want to be that. You want to be that person because he didn't win the Cy Young just by fault. Right. He won it because he worked his tail off and got himself into a position where he could have the success up there.
Guys, before we wind things down, day two of Wahoo Week, quick question or comment for TJ House out here?
Well, I'm just heading off later in the season when Craig comes to me and said, TJ House, he'll say to me, what does that TJ stand for? So I want to get the answer.
It stands for Tiger Junior. My father grew up as Tiger. He was a huge LSU Tigers fan growing up, so he used to call him Little Tiger. And when I was born, my godmother was like, we need to give him a nickname. So it was Tiger Junior.
Wow. Really?
And that's where TJ's from.
Now, is there a nickname that's following you through baseball? Because I know once you get to the majors, they shorthand your name or call you something. Has there been a nickname that follows you along?
You know, nothing much yet. I get Housy a lot, but that's about it.
Okay.
By the way, it says here in your bio, Glenn Anthony House. Mm-hmm. I like TJ better than GA.
Geez, so much better. I tell people not to call me that. You know, they love it because they'd be like, hey, Glenn. I'm like, don't say that. That's not cool.
Right, we'll edit this out of the interview.
Yes, please.
How's that, man? Hey, we appreciate you stopping by. Congratulations on your success last year, and good luck in trying to nail down that number five spot.
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. TJ Howes joining us here in Goodyear as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And, again, all of our interviews brought to you by Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning, proudly serving families, businesses, and communities since 1980. Your authorized Amana dealer in Lorain, Ray Gittich Heating and Air Conditioning.